This evening we will hear about some Prasharam stories, but I will approach the subject not in an anthropocentric but in a theocentric way. Anthropocentric worldview means, when do I get something to eat? I eat. Theocentric worldview means, when does Krishna get something to eat? Krishna's interest is in the center. Once, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu talked about a devotee who would give such wonderful offerings to Krishna that he said Krishna was totally impressed by this offerings of devotees. I feel by hearing about this, our love for Krishna will expand. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to praise the service of Raghava Pandit with thousands of mouths. He was explaining how Raghava Pandit pleased the Lord by offering coconuts. Now, coconuts in India are as easy to get by as maybe apples or grapes in Italy. It's very common, in other words, that devotees, even the poorest devotees, offer the Lord coconuts because they are available everywhere. Look at this painting here where you see many coconut trees. Each one of these trees has about, I would say, 20 to 50 coconuts. At that time, to buy one coconut, you had to pay 5 conch shells, small conch shells, like this. Very cheap. Yeah, very cheap. But to hear now how Krishna was pleased by this simple offering of coconuts is something which is so instructive that I feel we will all benefit greatly from it. See, Raghava Pandit had a whole forest of coconut trees from which he would offer the Lord up to 5 coconuts a day. Now, in order to... But he was still looking for the sweetest coconut. And once he heard that there were coconuts, sweet coconuts available in the distance of 30 kilometers from home. So he decided to walk every day 30 kilometers to get these sweet coconuts, although he could have offered from his home forest, which were also medium sweet. Now, at that time, to travel 30 kilometers was not that you simply jump in the car, drive there and drive back. You would have to personally walk barefoot to reach there. 30 kilometers is quite a distance by foot. So, but Raghava Pandit loved Krishna. Out of love, he would walk and carry as many coconuts as he could. And then he put the coconuts in some cold water to keep them cool. Now sometimes he would offer the coconuts and take them back from the altar, he would sometimes witness a divine miracle. Yes, when he would take the coconuts back after offering, they were empty. Krishna had drunk. I don't know if this has happened in Prabhupada days, but sometimes in the past it happened with Radha Madan Mohan. We would give the deities, for instance, night milk, and when we took them from the altar, the cups were empty and there were no rats on the altar. So, yes, in Germany, this happens. Sometimes the Lord will take the food physically from the plate and then there is no prasadam there any longer. Raghava Pandit was in ecstasy. He then took those coconuts, split them open, crack, and then scraped out the pulp, and again offered the pulp to the deities. In the meantime, he sat before the altar of the door. He sat before the closed altar of the sorry. He sat before the closed door of the altar and meditated about Krishna. And when he came after some time to take back the prasadam, coconut pulp prasadam, he saw there was no coconut pulp on the plate. In other words, Krishna had not only drunk the sweet coconut juice, he had also personally eaten the coconut pulp. So this shows you how the Lord is interested in the love of his devotee. Even if the devotee only offers something very simple to the Lord, if it is done with love and affection, Krishna will accept. Even if it is as simple as a coconut and the pulp of the coconut, Krishna might even eat it. Now, one day something happened which made Raghava Pandit eternally famous. He had sent his servant to pick up the coconuts. It was getting a little late before the servant returned. So finally he arrived with a basket of coconuts on his head. And he stood at the entrance of the temple. And somehow he touched with his head the ceiling of the door. And then he touched with the same hand the coconut. Raghava Pandit saw this. And he said, "Oh, what have you done? You have spoiled the offering." The top of the door always catches the foot dust, which is moved up by the people who go into the temple. By touching this dirty dust and then touching the offering, you have spoiled the offering. We must get new coconuts. This meant 60 kilometers on foot. Hare Krishna. No, this meant love. When there is amore in the heart, it means you want to satisfy the beloved. And the Lord only wants this amore. If there is no amore in the offering, the Lord is not inclined to accept the offering, even if it is a huge offering. There was one devotee of Lord Chaitanya. His name was Shuklambara Das Brahmachari. Shuklambara was a simple beggar. He walked through Navadvip, but sometimes he danced and cried in ecstasy. Here in a previous life, Shuklambara was no one else than Sudama Vipra. So the Lord sometimes would call for Shuklambara. Shuklambara came into the presence of the Lord because the Lord knew Shuklambara had so much love, would take his transcendental hand and go into the begging pouch or begging bag, and he would snatch whatever was in there. Even it would be dried chapatis, which the people had given the poor beggar Shuklambara. Lord Chaitanya ate it, but what he ate really was the amore. Yes, he wants the amore. Yes. There is one last little thing I would like to share with you. It is when Lord Krishna was sent by Yudhishthira to Hastinapur to try one last time to make peace with the Kauravas. When Duryodhana had heard that Lord Krishna came, he thought, "This is my chance to pull him on our side." So for Krishna's pleasures, he built many Sheraton hotels on the way. You know, they were like rest houses, opulent rest houses. And then he asked the best cooks of the country to cook the most sensuous meal for Lord Krishna in the evening. Yes, but Krishna did not come to his own feast. He stayed at the house of Vidura, who was so overwhelmed with excitement that he made the mistake to offer Lord Krishna the banana peels and not the fruit of the banana. But Lord Krishna preferred those banana peels to the most opulent feast offered by Duryodhana, because the banana peels were offered with amor. Later this, the next morning, Duryodhana asked Lord Krishna, where were you last evening when we had prepared this feast for you by the best cooks of the country? You didn't eat. You must have been totally hungry. At that time, Lord Krishna gave a very important answer, and I would request all of you to listen to this answer with great interest. He said, for someone to eat, he must be hungry. Or the person who offers food to his guest must do so with love. To eat, a minimum of one of these conditions must be fulfilled. But Duryodhana, I have a transcendental body. I cannot feel hunger. Yes, only we, poor souls, feel hunger due to the fire of digestions which burns like a fire until we sink into our grave. Eating is only a pleasure because of this little guy between the teeth. Otherwise, it's a great problem. Yes, you, first of all, you need to eat, otherwise you cannot live very happily. And if you eat, you know, so much work has to be done, and finally you produce the human mountain.
Human mind?
Which does not smell so. Yes, yes. Eating is a problem, but because of this little guy who tries to convince us of the opposite side, we think eating is our best activity. Krishna has no fire of digestion. In fact, he is the fire of digestion in everyone's stomach. Therefore, he doesn't know what is hunger. So he said to Duryodhana, I couldn't eat because I have a transcendental body. I don't feel hunger. And the second reason why I didn't want to eat is because, Duryodhana, you have no amore. Don't we know this, Prabhus? We are full up till here. But then comes a nice Vaishnav. I brought this prasadam just for you from Mayapur. Please eat it. And because the Vaishnava offers it with so much love, we say, okay, we have to eat either hungry when the person who offers us food does so out of love. So if you want Krishna to eat, the only thing which is interesting for Krishna is your love, really. Eat due to the reason which we ordinary people eat, that is the fire of digestion, which otherwise burns us into a pile of ashes. My dear devotees, if we learn to remember this when we offer our food to Krishna, we will really make some great, great advancement in our spiritual lives. When you cook, do this with amore. When you offer your food, do it with amore. Or do it at least with a sense of gratefulness. Then then Krishna will surely accept it. If there is no love in the process of cooking and offering, Krishna will not accept the food. And you can taste it. I once ate a bread which was cooked by the wife of someone to whom I was preaching. This woman felt great panic just by seeing me, because she felt I was a disturbance in the marriage relationship. Her husband was becoming renounced in my association. But I ate the food. But the husband said, you must cook a bread for him. He's always so hungry. And then I ate that bread. When I ate it, I immediately had to go to rest. 4 hours I had to sleep. Every single second of those 4 hours, I was dreaming of horrible war crimes. Yes. The consciousness of that poor woman had entered the grains. Grains were carrying this vibration. Because next to me is a scientist, I will now address this subject matter scientifically. I will now speak about microwaves. The Oxford University in Great Britain made an experiment with 4,000 English cats, both male and female. They gave these cats only food which was before serving the service to the cats put into a microwave. And they would only get water which was put into microwaves. They could never see the sunlight, only artificial light. The best food into the microwave. After 2 weeks, all the cats turned into homosexual cats. I do not know if you know what is a homosexual cat. It means the man will feel a loving attraction to the man, and the woman will feel loving erotic attraction. And after 2 months, most of the cats had died. Yes, I hope you will now throw out your microwave. Now, biochemically, there is absolutely no difference between food which has been put into the microwave and food which has not been put. Exactly the same biochemical elements are there before and after. What is different? What has killed the poor cat? It is the information structure. It is matter carries information like a visit card carries an address. When you offer with love some food, Krishna will know it. You offer with hate or with fear or with duty, food, Krishna will also know it. He will receive this information from the food. Even an ordinary person can receive information through food. It is said that therefore the loving prayers of the devotees are very, very important. Now, those who are interested in Raga Nuga Bhakti will now ask a question. Raghava Pandit was full of love for Krishna. Why didn't he just offer the coconuts which were touched by the dust from the feet? After all, love or amore is what counts. This consideration of pure and impure is certainly in the Vaidhi realm. Yes, but please, the answer here is that if you really love, you want the best for the beloved. Raghava Pandit's love was expressed through the way he offered his coconuts. He wanted the best coconuts, clean coconuts. Similarly, Srila Prabhupada would encourage us, the best to Krishna. Whatever is your best, give that to Krishna. Krishna will accept the love. Once Prabhupada, he said, so this is a very, very wonderful, today we have the Panihati Rice Festival. Most probably, my God brothers will also talk about prasadam related subjects. It was my desire to bring to your attention the art of offering food to Krishna. In this Krishna consciousness movement, we can feed God. We can cook for God. We can offer it to Him. And He will take it if we make it a loving, conscious endeavor. In that lecture, Prabhupada encouraged us, don't be careless. Don't be careless. After all, you are dealing with Krishna. You should say, hear my dear Lord Krishna, I have brought this insignificant thing for you. Don't be proud. And then Prabhupada cried, being shaken by ecstasy.
So, squash the lessons.
Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki
jai.
Shri Raghava Pandit ki
jai.
Shri Panihati Chirdohi Festival ki
jai.
Gaur Premanandi
Hari Hari Bol. Sua Santita Sachinandana Swami Maharaj ki jai.